This is Seattle Sports Station.
You're listening to Wyman and Bob, brought to you by Angel of the Winds Casino Resort.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
Our thanks to Paul Moyer for joining us in the previous segment. If you missed any of that conversation, you can head to seattlesports.com, click the podcast tab, then click our picture after the show. It'll be right there waiting for you, as it is each and every day. And if you click...
You subscribe.
Yeah. Then you only have to do it once. It's there for you every day. You never have to ask again.
Yeah. Now, give us a killer rating.
Yeah. Yeah. And if, unless you feel like you want to say something mean, save that for Fridays. Leave it off the rating. Yeah. Save that for mean text. So, that's the easy way. Just click subscribe. You'll never have to go through the process again. And that's what all the cool kids are doing.
That's right.
We're going to catch up with Seahawks GM John Schneider here momentarily. So looking forward to that conversation. Be good to catch up with a guy who's given the task to assemble the puzzle pieces, put it all together. Here's the defense we want to run, so now we got to go find pieces that fit that defense, and here's the offense we want to run, so now you got to go find those pieces that fit, right? And I believe he's with us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Your Seattle Seahawks. The GM is John Schneider, and he's with us. Hello, John.
What's happening, guys? How we doing?
We're good. We're out here just trying to make sense of it all. That's what we're doing. We're trying to... trying to figure out how to you know, looking at moves being made, looking at salary, and I know we don't have the most perfect accurate, you know, when it comes to salary cap numbers. We've got vague numbers out there, but it's got to be. I get the feeling you enjoy the puzzle that is assembling the team when you've got X amount of dollars to work with and these holes to fill. It just in hearing you talk, is that something you sort of look forward to?
Well, yeah, absolutely. But the thing that happens is, the majority of people that, you know, really don't understand is how quickly it goes, right? Because, you know, the non-fun things that we work with the salary cap are, you know, what we call budgeted items, which are, you know, you know, practice squad players and how many practice squad players are going to be moved up every week. And, you know, what does that look like? So you have to have, and then injuries, right? So you have to budget for a ton of different things, and there's several different items that you have to be prepared for so you don't go over the salary cap. And, you know, obviously Matt Thomas does a really good job of keeping us in line there. We're constantly moving this thing around and seeing how we can add to this team every single day.
Yeah, do you sometimes laugh when you hear people say, oh, yeah, they got just a ton of salary cap? And I feel like that's probably the one misnomer, or it's probably the one thing that people, you know, don't understand the most as far as, you know, the job that you have to do.
Sure, that's totally
with that?
True. And then, you know, yeah, I agree with that. And the fact that, you know, just because, you know, you know, you got a bonus check at work or something, you have the ability to go buy two cars, doesn't mean you're going to like the cars that you're going to go buy both of them, right? So, you know, you got to be patient and be ready for the right one to come along and make sure that you, you know, your wife likes it.
As far as the cap goes, and, you know, the number goes up each and every year, but it doesn't mean every owner is willing to bring it all the way up to that point. We're going to spend every last cent. How does that conversation go with you and now Jody Allen? Obviously, it was Paul Allen in the past, but Jody Allen, when you're looking at a big trade or a big free agent acquisition or whatever it is, do you have to get on the phone and say, here's what we're looking at, here's what it's going to cost us, or do you just have X amount of dollars that they've given you and said, spend it as you see fit?
Yeah. You know, since we've been here in 2010, ownership, you know, Mr. Allen and Jody have been great about, you know, spending to the cap. And we try to stay very disciplined, and you'll notice it along the way, and I know you guys have in the past, and then we try to pay as we go so that we don't get in situations, and I'm not going to get in other team situations where, you know, you have huge salary cap issues every single year, and or you're redoing guys every year and kicking the can down the road, you know, buying into the future. So I don't want to get into specific teams, but we try to stay disciplined in that area. And yes, from a cash standpoint, you know, working with Chuck Arnold and Jody, it's always been, you know, we can spend to the cap. And now, you know, with Jody, if we're going to do a huge deal for somebody, obviously we're going to get her on the phone and discuss what we're going through and what that looks like from a cash and cap standpoint.
Well, John, I mean, it's you know, you had Russ and Bobby, two guys that you drafted a long time ago that are both gone. But just tell us about some of the guys that you've acquired or what you're excited about, because you also got a number 9 pick, you got a number 40, number 41. You know, it's like Bob was saying, I got to imagine you love this part of it, putting this puzzle together.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, there's a lot of guys here yet that people haven't really been able to see. I mean, you know, throw Cody Barton in there right away, right? So the guys that have been with us, you know, here he is playing behind two incredibly talented players in KJ and Bobby for a long time. And then, you know, you got Jordan. People have seen Jordan, you know, lead the league in tackles and. You know, people haven't really seen Kobe Parkinson yet. You know, Dwayne Eskridge didn't get really going last year with the toe and then the major concussion. You know, people have seen Freddie Swain. Freddie Swain's a hell of a player. And, you know, there's guys that are here. I hope I'm not missing anybody. But, you know, and then there's the group that we brought back. You know, being able to get Diggsy back was huge for us. You know, two-time Pro Bowler. Leader of our defense, the defensive backfield. He's so smart, you know, getting everybody lined up and everything. And then Al Woods right down the middle, you know, again, team leader, great person. Will Disley on offense, getting him back as a leader. You know, there's a lot of really, you know, fun stuff. And then obviously with the trade, you know, with bringing Noah Fant in here, who's just an incredibly, you know, big and explosive player and, exciting guy to watch, and then Shelby Harris, and then, you know, as a three technique pass rusher and getting his hands up in the passing lanes, he's always done a great job with that. We brought him here a couple years ago, and probably should have signed him that day, but we let him get out the door, and he went to Denver's and doing a great job ever since. But then and then Drew Locke, right? So, you know, here's a guy that we had high regard for in college, and. Finished his rookie season very strong, has a ton of talent. And, you know, I love the fact that he's going to come in to our culture and you know, just the positive energy that Pete creates here and making players. I told you guys this before. I mean, Pete has an innate ability to instill confidence in players. And, you know, Drew went through a fairly hard time there in Denver. Coaching and me from a media standpoint, you know, hard place to play quarterback, right? When you got John Elway and Peyton Manning playing. So there's a lot of guys that we just added and, you know, are still here. You know, Austin Blythe's coming in, you know, here's a guy that's been in the system, knows all the calls up front already, really smart football player. And, you know, shoot, we got Chenna, you know, from the Chargers, who's a dang good outside pass rusher and tough guy and leader and so, you know, we're excited. We got Justin Coleman back. I know people like, you know him because they know what he's like as a competitor and playing nickel for us, and he'll compete for that spot. I mean, we're excited to get going. We just know we're excited because, you know, people haven't seen a lot of these guys yet.
John, we were talking about some of these big-time contracts being signed by wide receivers. We saw the Davante Adams deal a few days ago or last week, and then we see the Tyreek Hill deal. And just looking at those numbers going, my goodness, I mean, that's quarterback money. And you've got a wide receiver on your roster, DK Metcalf, who's in line for a new contract entering the final year of his deal. He has said he wants to come back here. Pete has said you guys want him back. When you see the numbers out there, though, and I would assume his expectation is to fall somewhere in the neighborhood of those. How do you feel about that? Is that doable? Is it? I mean, obviously, it makes it easier when you don't have a quarterback. You're paying $35 million a year to. But when you're talking about a receiver, is that how do you feel when you see those numbers? And does that give you more urgency to get it done now rather than let him play the year out where the numbers might go even higher?
Well, there's a sense of you know, a sense of shock when you see where, you know, where the numbers are going, especially at that position. Everybody loves DK. He's a great player. He, you know, people have to game plan for him, and he influences every single game that he's a part of, whether it's, you know, people shifting coverages his way or him just running straight through the coverage. So, you know, or having guys play man where he's just tossing people off him, right? So, you know, he influences games. There's no question about it. And, we love him. Everybody in the building loves him. And, you know, specifically with extensions and contract situations, we don't get into that. So, yeah, he's an unbelievable player. It's a great question because when you look at it around the league now, you're looking at, you know, Devontae's deal and Mike Williams' deal and obviously what happened with Tyreek.
Hey, John, last one before we let you go, and we know your time is limited, so we appreciate you hanging with us. But in Pete's press conference.
So, the draft room trying to, you know, outsmart everybody and get cute and, you know, whatever. I forget how you phrased that when I just happened to be listening to you one day. We're just going to take whoever ESPN wants, we'll get back in the draft room and we'll just go right down the list. How's that?
That works for me. Yeah.
Bob. I do want to tell you, like the coolest thing about our scouting system and our program that you guys can't see is that, you know, and we've done this since we came in the door, and it was emphasized when we spent time with the Cubs, is that we never feel like we have all the answers until, you know, we finally close the door the night before the draft, you know, and so, yeah, we will spend time with players that, you know, people aren't real familiar with. Especially when you get to like the second half of the first round, because, you know, there's, you know, people that are, you know, projected to go. And obviously the top 10 it's all entertainment. We get that. But once you start cruising through, you get into the bottom half of the first round, you know, those names for specific teams can come from all different areas in all different positions. So there's a sense of pride that comes with it when we take these guys, because it's kind of like a surgeon, right? You're never going to hear from I just went through it today. Well, how'd the surgery go? Well, it was just okay, you know, or, you know, what's the commercial where the guy's like, look who just got reinstated. You always feel like you're doing a good job. And our staff really does they do a great job of keeping open minds and being pliable all the way through the draft process to figure out what it's going to look like at the end of the day. So we can get into a spot where it's just like game day and we can just move around the board and try to fill, try to take the best player and then fill our needs, you know, and taking that into account.
Yeah, but what I guess the most important position to address would be the quarterback. And I know you're high on Drew Lock. You've got Jacob Eason on the roster. Currently, those are the only two quarterbacks. In terms of bringing in competition, and you guys have said you're still looking, obviously, to bring in competition, and Pete brought up, unprompted the other day, the name of Colin Kaepernick, who was out here throwing to Aaron Fuller. He was working out with Tyler Lockett before that. Is that a guy you guys would kick the tires on, take a look at, and see what he's got, or where are you at with him?
Yeah, it's my understanding that he's thrown in a couple different cities with different players. When you look at the quarterback situation, you know, it's really, you know, I like to refer to it as there's like three different buckets, right? You have these, you know, free agents out there like Geno and Fitzpatrick, Gabbard, Kaepernick, you know, Peterman, and then you have another bucket with the trade guys, and, you know, the guys that are under contract or that you may be able to acquire from another team that, you know, obviously we can't get into that. And then, you know, in the draft process, that quarterback, this period right here, the quarterback evaluation is very, very important, because people are able to spend that individual time with these guys and really, really be able to figure out, you know, what their football brain looks like and how they process. And sure, you can see it in the fall, but, you know, once you get past, you know, the combine testing and you get to the pro days, this period that we're in right now is very, very important when you're evaluating those guys. So, you know, three different buckets, really.
So, you would take a look at him? What, yeah. I'm trying to was that a yes? We so would.
You're saying I know there's he's a chance.
No, he's a free agent. So yeah, there's guys out there with experience. Like I said, Gabbert, you know, Fitzpatrick,
okay.
Geno, he's one of them. Now, you know, the difference is he hasn't played in several years. So, you know, there's a whole process we go through here, but, you know, the free agency period and, you know, getting through the summer, as you build your team, it never stops. I mean, I think we claimed DJ Reed like in early July or late June, something like that. So, you know, we're going to keep trying to do that and be strong when we get to, you know, be cap flexible is what I mean, strong, and evaluating what our team looks like when we get to 53 as well. And, you know, actually Justin Coleman was one of those guys we added at 53 several years ago. So, and then you also want to be in a position where, you know, you get to the trade deadline and you have some cap flexibility that way as well.
John, we always appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy man. You're putting together your draft room, as you said, and I look forward to talking to you as we get closer to the draft and talking to you about the moves you made in that draft. A lot of people excited about it, so we really appreciate the time.
Yeah, we're jacked up. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks.
Hear Wyman and Bob every afternoon 2 to 7 on 710 ESPN Seattle.